Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I have a special guest. Her name is Catherine O'Leary, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Catherine is an economist, an entrepreneur, and investor who is passionate about helping businesses grow. She is also the quiz queen. And those are capital Q quiz, capital Q queen. She's always asking the best questions to attract the best clients for her clients. Catherine has spent the last 25 years perfecting her market research and consumer insights expertise in the corporate world. Now, she's motivated by helping others apply innovative marketing strategies that make it easier for your ideal clients to find you, especially if you are speakers, podcasters, authors, or coaches. So you can see why I've invited Catherine to be on the show. Catherine, welcome to She Coaches Coaches.
Oh, thank you, Candy. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so great that you're here. So the listeners who listen to this podcast are people who are new coaches, some people who are even considering becoming a coach. Many of them have never signed a client. They might be mid-training, or they've signed a couple of clients, but they're just not really sure what's a good, steady way for them to sign clients regularly. And that's one of the reasons I invited you. I thought that knowing what kinds of questions to ask, and I know that your approach in particular is really going to help them. Where should we start?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing that I would say is that what people or entrepreneurs tend to do is overwhelm their audience with random questions that don't seem to go anywhere and don't tie back to anything. And they just seem to be a question for the sake of a question. And what I would challenge people to do is to get really intentional about the questions that you're asking your audience to participate in. Because once you get intentional and once you understand and you get really focused on what you're using the information for, whether that's you're collecting information to better serve your customers, you are engaging your customers in just a quick poll, how are you going to share back that information? What are you going to use it for? And really, you know, involving your client base in that process will help them understand why you're asking the question. And then it's not a question for the sake of a question. So, for example, if you have a poll question, a yes, no question, right, on your social media, and you put out, are you worried about the upcoming recession? Yes or no? If you don't follow up from that, like you're missing out on an opportunity to open a really rich conversation. So just asking the question by itself and then just DMing people that answer to say, hey, do you want to learn more about what I'm doing? That's not enough a connection. It's not enough of a conversation that you've had with them. So, you know, like, okay, 60% of people said yes. Well, let's have a conversation about that. What does that mean for your client base that, you know, that might be struggling or concerned over, you know, what's coming up? And you know, kind of, you can have three or four different posts that build on each other based on that one question that get people to a place where they're knowing you, trusting you, liking you, and then you can ask them about the next step, about getting on a call with you or learning more based on your sales page or whatever it is. But just that, like, you know, the hard stop, yes, no, and, oh, I have a sales page. That's where people tend to lose the plot a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, and so that's also the place where we as entrepreneurs, we're all up in our head, right? Like, we know how we could help them, but we forget what it's like to be where the client is with that challenge. And so one of the things that you said that I really like, because we're talking about quizzes, but this is not just like a quick quiz that you necessarily do to get an answer to, you know, have somebody sign up for your email list. It's actually a conversational style quiz. So how you've described it, maybe start with a poll, a yes, no question. But then what's the intentional next step is, oh, well, 70% of the people said yes. And now what? So that you're leading them along the garden path, you know where you would like them to go, but you're not jumping so far ahead. So I think that that's really important. How do you know when you've taken too far of a jump? Is there a way for you to know that you've taken too far of a jump?
Well, I think if people don't sign up and don't engage, right? So, right? I mean, you probably either, you know, you've missed the content side, or you haven't started at the end, right? So if you start at the end and think of the offer and think of the benefits and the promise that you have for your clients once they go through your offer, you're better able to kind of reverse engineer. And, you know, okay, you know, the end game is this. Where are they starting from, right? Like, what's that one question that's keeping them up at night? Right. That, like, whether you're a business owner trying to go from six to seven figures, you're a coach that's trying to attract better, you know, higher quality leads, you're a B2B shop or something like that, like a coffee house that's trying to, you know, get more people into your doors, like whatever that is, like what's that one thing that's keeping your best clients up at night? And then how do you talk to them about that? And there's a, you know, it's a conversation. It's a coffee chat, right? Like, where are you at now? Okay. Well, that's a poll. Like, you know, do you believe this or that? You know, what are you, okay, well, let's talk about that. What are you challenged with? Where do you want to be? You know, what are your next steps? And let me help you. So whether it's all in a 60-second quiz, which you can do all at once, or it's in something like, you know, starting off with a series of polls, or maybe it's a series of emails, or it's maybe it's a survey where you're just asking the questions so that you can build up your repertoire of consumer language and understand where your clients are most struggling. You know, like, just having that intention of where are you trying to get them to will help you understand better what questions to ask. Does that make sense?
It does, most definitely. And I think that we do a lot of work. I do a lot of work with my clients because they're new coaches coming in, getting started. So I do a lot of work with, like, what's your dream client and where are they? So we've got the where are they now and where do they want to get to? What's mm-hmm. that solution? What is that result that they want to get? And as the coach, you know the steps. So how do you guide them along step by step by step? And I still come back, because I know that I do this. I still come back to this place where I'm like, instead of going step by step, I'll go hop, skip, jump, right? And that doesn't help. So, you know, the answer to the previous question, totally, people stop responding. But that's the place where if you were watching, you maybe asked a poll, you got some response, you asked the next question, and you got crickets. Ah, there's my sign. I've gone too far. Okay, I know that I got a response to this. Let me tweak that next question. And so instead of trying to keep going forward, 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 notice where it stalls and then backtrack and then learn from that. What do you think about that approach?
You know what? I love that approach. This is all test and learn. That's the one thing about entrepreneurship. It's like there is no one right way to get your clients to your offer. There is no right platform. There's no right strategy. There's a right for you, But there's no one silver bullet. This works for every single person because every business is unique and every person is unique. If you're not excited about the things that you're talking about, then it's not going to work, right? So, you know, like it's engaging your clients on the platform that you enjoy, and in a way that you like to do it. So if that's a series of posts and you get one with crickets, okay, well, you know, like check out the day of the week, check out, you know, the time, check it, like, you know, there's some factors there, but also, you know, did you take too, like, as you were saying, did you take too big of a leap? And maybe you need to baby step one step backwards to say, okay, you know, we can't go from this question to straight into this answer. There's a step missing. And the more that you understand how people think through getting to where you want them to be and where you can meet them, the stronger your marketing strategy is going to be.
So Catherine, you said something a couple of minutes ago that I have to highlight, because every coach that goes on social media sees all of the sponsored posts, all of the ads for six figures in 60 days, you know, like here, try my one proven approach to get an unlimited flow of clients on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever. And we know that that's not actually true. But I cannot tell you how often I have spent money on that solution that's going to solve my problem. And I invested a lot of money and a lot of even more so like energy trying to follow somebody else's step-by-step path when it wasn't my path. I'm a podcaster. I love to talk to people. I love these one-on-one conversations. But I am not the person that's going to go and do live video and engage in that way. So my point is, you said it, and I want people to really hear it. There is the perfect way. It takes time to figure out your way. The less time you spend trying to copy somebody else and learning your own way through trial and error is actually the fastest way to success. So instead of trying approach A, approach B, all the way to approach Z, try a little bit, learn about yourself, apply what you know, and grow your own method. Sorry, on a soapbox here.
Oh, no. And man, I don't even want to tell you how much money I have spent, but by the same token, that I feel that's money well spent because I learned what I didn't like, which might be just as important, right? So I don't do a lot of social media posting. Like, it's just not my gig. It's not my game, right? I speak to sell, I do networking, and I do podcasts, right? Those are my marketing strategies for now. That might change. I don't know. Like, it depends on my business, right? But it doesn't mean that I can't make seven figures because I'm not doing Facebook Lives. Like, that's like life, you know, there was life before Facebook. So,
yes.
And you know, like businesses grew before that. So it's really about, I think if there's one thing that I would say is get grounded in your vision, your mission, and your personality. Like, does your personality shine and you love getting on lives and so on? Brilliant. Do it every day, all day. If you would do it for free, that's your marketing strategy, right? Like, I go to these networking events and I, you know, I pay to go to some of these in-person events because I love it, right? I love getting out there. I love meeting people. That's where my leads come from.
Right.
So I couple what I love doing with, okay, where am I going to actually get the leads? Right now, that's for me, that's not necessarily on social media. It's just not my gig. So I think really finding that thing and, you know, take the courses, you know, that you really feel drawn to. Be careful of shiny object syndrome, right? And just because something didn't work once doesn't mean that it won't work.
Agreed. And so this thing that you said about knowing yourself, do the things that really, you know, make you light up. In business, though, in any business, whether it's a coaching business or a brick and mortar, there are the basics, right? Mm-hmm. We always need to know who our ideal client is or our dream client. We always need something to offer. We always need marketing. We always need a sales process. We always also need follow-up and client service and relationship building. So those are all the basics, but what, you know, what kind of wrapping and bow do you want to put on it? In your case, Speak to Sell, podcasting, networking, which is great. I was at an event. I just came back from Mexico. It was a week-long content creation for podcasters. And we had a conversation about a large number of successful online entrepreneurs who don't actually even have a website.
Yes.
Right. And so that, you know, what we see in the online world is we see the people with the website, with the social presence, but what we don't realize is there is a whole host of very healthy 7+ figure businesses of people who you could probably find them on LinkedIn, but they might not actually have a website that's more than they might have not have one, period, or they might have one that's just a little landing page, you know, sign up here.
I would say an opt-in page is far more important than a full-blown website. I'd go landing opt-in page every day.
Yeah. Amazing, right?
Great. Yeah. Get to know how to build one of those or copy one that you like. Mm-hmm. And do that all day, every day. I don't typically go to websites anymore. It's just not... I don't think it is the necessary eyeballs on your stuff that it used to be. You know, if you have one, that's great, but don't drive traffic to it.
No. And I think like a one page website with, you know, with an invitation, great.
Yep.
However, when you're online looking at what to do, all the people who love websites and SEO, which are really valid tools, they're the ones telling you about those things because they love it. It works for them. But the reason that I brought up that example about these successful entrepreneurs who don't even have websites is that you know, there are a lot of assumptions that are made about online businesses. And so, you know, for the listeners here, just know that there is more than one way. Yes, take some courses. Know that there is basic business building strategy. And couple that with your strengths and what you love to do, knowing that businesses are created with relationships with people and making offers that help them and then receiving money for that, right? Like, it's not that complicated.
It's really not, but entrepreneurs are I think the best in class in making things complicated when they don't need to be. And I would say that instead of spending money trying to find what you love, figure out what you love, focus on that, and spend money with people that can help you with the systems, right? To build the follow-up, to build the landing pages, to build, like, don't cheap out, because that's, I know I did that. You know, oh, I'll do it all myself. Like, that is the fastest way to your business taking 2 to 3 years longer than it needs to. So don't spend all your money on the next course with the next guru, with the next person. You know, like, I'm not saying take those courses. I'm saying find the ones that, like, oh, I would really, like, if I was in university, I would take that course.
Right.
Like, that's a course that I would take for my degree. Like, consider every course, you know, part of your degree, and create your own degree. But don't take stuff that you don't like. Yeah. Or that you feel like, oh, this is the next thing, I should do it. Maybe
you'll love it, right? Maybe.
But there are ways to check it out for free first.
Mm-hmm. So find what you love, know who you are, and then take courses that give you better skills in that area, and then get help. Maybe it's hiring a VA, maybe it's a system. get help with systematizing it so that you're not always reinventing the wheel. So that's four steps. Did I miss anything?
I think that that's what I would suggest. If I could go back, that's what I would like to do, is invest the money in the systems, the time in things that I know that I already like and that I can get better at. Like, just become an expert in what you love.
Mm.
And then get help with everything else.
That's so a permission
like,
slip.
Right. So right. Like, I'm not a big social media person. That doesn't mean that I won't hire a VA to do my stuff when it comes to that time. If I want to, I won't do it. But, you know, like, can somebody, you know, go through my podcast and go through, you know, this and that to grab content? Absolutely. Not my zone of genius. So let somebody else play in their zone of genius. I'm good with that.
Right. So can we come back to questions, types mm-hmm. of questions, and more specifically, because your expertise is in market research and quizzes. Can you talk a little bit about that from this new coach perspective?
So one of the things that I did as a new entrepreneur, online entrepreneur, and I see this a lot, is that people skip from like an ad or a post or, you know, like, hey, do you want to learn more, straight into a great, I've got a $5,000 solution, or, you know, $1,000 solution, or, you know, take my coaching. There's a missing link between the marketing strategy and the sales strategy that is more of a conversation, right? So getting them to know, like, and trust you, and getting them to better understand why they need you, as well as, you know, you showing up as a subject matter expert. That's what was missing for me. And what I found a way to do that through was a two-way conversation that I call a quiz. So that's where I'm talking to my ideal clients who are struggling with attracting higher quality leads that will convert. And taking them through, you know, what lead magnets are, like, what lead generation tools are you using now? How are they performing? What are you struggling with? Where do you want to be? Like, what do you want? Like, how will it feel when it's all perfect? And then, you know, my next step is, okay, let's get on a call and talk about quizzes and talk about how quizzes can help your marketing strategy. So that's as easy as, and as difficult, like, it's simple, but not easy necessarily. But it's all a conversation that allows my clients to learn a little bit more about me, a little bit more about the process, a little bit how it can help them. And then it gives them an outlet to learn more. Right. And that can be applied to any business. So a coach looking for coaching clients, you know, if it's a relationship coach, okay, what are you struggling with in your relationship? You know, what are the challenges? What are the hurdles? What would you like it to look like? You know, how can I help? And then it's an easier conversation piece to the one-on-one call, to the sales call, to the, you know, the webinar, the masterclass, whatever that happens to be. But it just connects the two a little bit better, connects the marketing strategy with the sales strategy, I find. Mm-hmm. Does it have to be a quiz? Absolutely not. You can do that in a series of posts or a series of emails. A quiz is just an easier way, I find, to do it in 60 seconds. It's real time. Access to the results, and they're engaged right away. So it if you're looking for that, you know, quick, you know, list generation and that client wait list that you're looking for, that's what I would suggest.
So where would a new coach start? What would be the first step? Because you've given us a lot of information.
Yeah.
And I really like this idea that somebody could take this episode, listen to it and go, okay, this is where I start. This is what I do next, just to give them just kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
So sit down and write out the promise of your offer and the key benefits, right? Not the features, the key benefits. So promise, benefits, and then back reverse engineer to what's the key problem that you're solving. What's that problem that's keeping them up at night? That problem is what you're going to use to actually stop the scroll, to break through the noise and talk to your ideal clients, but you have to know your target audience. You have to know your ideal clients and you have to know what that problem is that you're trying to solve for them. And you mean you built a whole offer around it. So you know the problem that you're solving. And it's just putting it into client language. So make sure that you're not using too much jargon and you're not talking over people's heads or, you know, talking as if they've already taken your course. You got to put yourself back into their shoes. And how are they saying when they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and think, oh my God, I wish what comes out of their mouth next that you can help them with? That's what you want to key in on. Those are the questions that you want to ask.
And that work is, so how would I describe it? It's the roll up the sleeves and sit down quietly with a cup of tea and a cup of coffee and do the work. Like there's often new coaches or all coaches, you want to get on to the next thing. Like you think, oh, I'm going to do the next blog post. I'm going to do the next video. I'm going to do the next da 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 da. And you're on this sort of busy path, whereas the important work is the understanding your client, is the doing that reverse engineering, is that getting it into their language, is the testing, the tweaking, the learning. And so that is very much under, you know, sort of below the surface. We see
very
all
foundational.
We see all the, you know, the happy hang gliders and speedboats and all that on top of the water. But the only thing that really works is doing that below the surface work.
Yeah. If you don't have the foundation, then you're selling air, you know, like you've got to have the foundation because that's where it's going to come up that you have a point of view, that you're different, that you're the expert, that you can talk about your own stuff. I mean, the amount of times that I've been in a networking call and people kind of say, oh, I help you achieve your dreams. Awesome. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. What does that mean to me? What does that solve for me at 3 o'clock in the morning that I'm going to go, yes, I want to talk about that.
Exactly.
Right. So getting like having that foundation, it just like it's kind of like when you're doing your own vision or your own mission, it's very internal work. It's not the sexy work. It's not the, like, you know, the shiny, you know, things on the tree or whatever, but it makes everything else so much easier.
Yeah.
You're going to spend so much less time and energy creating content because you're going to create content that is focused and absolutely talks to your target audience instead of, oh, that didn't land. I wonder why. Let's retest this. Let's retest that. Like you'll have less of that. You'll also attract your target audience instead of talking to the masses, which, you know, like give me 100 people in a room that are completely qualified for my offer, as opposed to 10,000 people in the room and I have to find the 100.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't, you know, like, let's not do that. That's a waste of time. I used to do that. And then, you know, having that foundation just makes it easier to write all of your copy, whether that's an email or a sales page or a post or anything. You have the right language if you've got it, if you got that foundation really nailed down. And that's not to say that the foundation doesn't, you know, get built and get stronger and you add to it. You know, you do. But don't just like go into marketing like frenzy because, oh my gosh, like I was told that I had to have 17 TikTok videos or, you know, like I better get to 17. Otherwise my business is going to fail. Well, probably not. You know, like take a step. Are your clients even on TikTok?
Right.
Like, let's figure that out first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And funnily enough, because I mean, lots of people are on TikTok for sure. And this podcast episode is going to be here 5 years from now. Right now it's November, 2022. So in November, 2027, when people are listening to this, there's platforms that have been invented that we have no idea, but the stuff that you're talking about now, you do that foundational work.
Yep.
That applies no matter what the platform is.
Yeah. And it will make everything work better, including your quiz.
Yeah.
You can't do a quiz unless you have your offer nailed down and your target audience known. It's just going to either draw in too many people that are not qualified, and you're going to spend a whole lot of time and money on people that aren't really good for your offer, or nobody's going to take it. So I don't even work with people that don't have that foundation laid out, because it has to be done beforehand.
They're just not ready yet. Catherine, this has been so interesting. You've covered a lot and given us a lot to think about. Any final words before we wrap it up? And of course, I'd like people to know how they can get in touch with you if they want to find out more about working with you.
Yeah, perfect. So my website, CatherineO'Leary.com. So that's Catherine, CatherineO'Leary.com. The one thing I would say is make sure that you're asking with intention. So if you're asking a question, how are you going to use the information? How are you going to feed that back? And how are you going to continue to engage your end client? Because asking for the sake of asking just drives people bonkers.
Good advice. Thanks so much. Okay, everyone, it's been a great episode, and I am so looking forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.